I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Over in Japan, Hello Kitty's been a national pop icon for years, but many Japanese now have a new favorite cartoon character. His name is Gudetama, and he's a sad and cranky egg. Yep, a depressed egg who hates waking up in the morning. The World's Patrick Wynn looked into why Gudetama is so popular in Japan. Patrick, what is it about this cartoon egg that has everybody so obsessed?
To play pop psychologist, I think Gudetama is capturing something in the zeitgeist. You know, that feeling where you want to retreat into your shell. You know, this is a cartoon mascot that's literally retreating into a shell, the same way that you want to do when you hear the alarm clock go off on Monday morning.
So it's not any more than that? It's not sort of like malaise and depression?
I mean, if you wanted to look a little deeper, you could think about the fact that we don't live with our families as much anymore. People live more isolated lives. Maybe Gudetama is capturing that. I'm not sure. But, you know, I think the overarching point is that in Japan, it's not unusual to have a sad cartoon character. Like, it's a little bit odd in the U.S. It's not so much like that in Japan.
How would you describe the character for our listeners who've never seen the egg?
Well, picture sort of a formless yellow egg yolk with a face that's usually sort of wincing. He's always sort of laying on the ground like he's sort of wallowing in the unpleasantness of existence.
You mentioned that sometimes cartoon characters in Japan are sad. What's that about?
I spoke to this guy named Matt Alt, who's a specialist in Japanese culture based in Tokyo, and he explained it like this. You know, if you were to buy a stereo in the U.S. and you look in the instruction manual, it might say, don't put water on your stereo, the end. In Japan, you might see a picture of a cartoon stereo with water splashing on it, and the stereo is screaming out in pain. He says, basically, in Japan, cartoon mascots are used to express all emotions, including negative emotions, including constipation. You might see a poop character at the pharmacy. Talking about constipation is kind of unpleasant, but this cartoon character kind of smooths that conversation over with your pharmacist.
What was the context for the introduction of this character? How did people even encounter it?
The character was created by Sanrio, which is this Japanese corporation that does pretty much nothing but create interesting characters and license them out to other places. So you can make Hello Kitty notepads or Gudetama pencils or something like that. So they gave the public a large number of characters to choose from, and Gudetama was picked in an election, and he actually came in second. So people responded to this character. It wasn't something that this company just forced at the public.
Who came in first?
I think it was some sort of talking salmon jaw. And there was also a talking block of tofu in there as well. Gudetama trumped both of those characters.
I understand the Gudetama craze is global. Where can it be seen in Japan and around the world?
You can now see Gudetama all over Asia. You can actually buy Gudetama dolls in the U.S. I first saw Gudetama in the wild at a Circle K mini mart in Hong Kong, and I walked by and didn't get it at all. Why is this depressed-looking egg? Actually, I thought it looked hungover. Why is this hungover egg plastered in the window of a mini mart? Is that supposed to make me want to buy something? The answer is yes, it was supposed to draw my eye, and here we are. I'm talking about it on the radio, so I guess it worked.
Patrick, have you yourself fallen into the Gudetama frenzy?
He certainly caught my eye. I don't own any Gudetama merchandise. I think that's more geared towards the type of person who might look natural walking around with, say, a Gudetama iPhone case. I don't think that's a great look for me personally. I don't have any Gudetama swag.
Patrick Wynn is the World's Asia correspondent. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Carol.